Good evening, church.
Good evening.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
It's good to be with you. We're just, we're delighted that we can be back in the States and to begin our journey, really, of travels at the end of the year while we're traveling, visiting our supporters, friends, and family, and those looking to support the work as well, and getting an opportunity to start it here at Linda Road is really a blessing for us. And to be able to travel, to be able to start this journey with the Benitez family, especially Jose and Alex, you know, especially them. I mean, it's okay with Byron and Shoshana, they're all right, but I've never had so much fun until after they got the boys, and I was ready to leave them behind. And then when they got the boys, I figured, no, I can't do that now. I've got to stay just because of the boys. So, no, but we're just glad to be here and glad to be a part of this family. Somebody pointed out earlier, and they asked me, said, why is it that you have one of these? You know? And well, I told him, I said, I might be mistaken, but I think all the members here have one. Yeah, that's what I told the guy who asked me, you know, and so he said, okay, you know, that solved that. Then I saw him look at somebody, I thought he was from Guatemala. But I knew I confused the issues a little bit, so that's all right. I am going to take you for the next couple hours to Guatemala and show you how the work there has progressed and some of the good things, some of the challenges and all the stuff like that. And then share with you some of the things that's going to be taking place in 2024, Lord willing. And so as we go to this presentation, please, I'm going to make a disclaimer right now. And this is the first time for us to do the 2023 report. So therefore, if I say something, but something else is up on the screen, you just go, yeah. Yeah, don't go, what's he talking about? Just go, yeah, okay? So we'll get through this. So let's go to Guatemala via PowerPoint. Guatemala, we always start off by showing everybody where it's located. And again, it's still located there. The very first country that you come into Central America. And country right now, and you'll get numbers anywhere between 17 and 20 million people. Okay, a very small country. Country land-wise, about the size of the state of Utah, the size of the state of Tennessee land-wise. But we have been there now 23 years. This past March the 14th, we celebrated our 23rd year. So we're coming up on now our 24th year there in Guatemala. We have several works with which the Lord has allowed us to have an opportunity to be part of. And one of them is the work in Alto Verdapaz. And that's located about 4.5 or so hours from the capital city. And some churches there that were started by our first graduating class from ITL, our preaching school there in Guatemala. And one of them is the work in San Cristobal, and that's where all of the graduates started with that. Okay, and then from there they branched out and started two other congregations, and one of them that you are particularly interested in, well, this is Alfonso Mo. Alfonso Mo is now the new minister there in San Cristobal, and that's the original congregation. And the preacher who was at San Cristobal, you'll see him a little bit later on. You've met him already anyway. That's Brother Wilder Ordonez, and he is now full-time with the school there in Guatemala. And so we had an opportunity to go and visit the work there. Took a weekend off, myself and Byron, Benjamin, and the other two staff members, and spent some time with the brethren there. The work where you here as a congregation, where you send your funds and hopefully lots of prayers, is the work in Las Pacayas. And that's with Brother Abner Ramos and his wife Mercedes. And here they are here pictured with their three children. And so we had an opportunity to go, and the weekend we were there, we actually worshiped with the congregation there at Las Pacayas. And you can see it's kind of open air. Their goal right now is to secure place to worship. So be praying for that. Be praying that that will come about, that they will secure an area. And so we're trying to work with them on that project. But this is a church family, and they are seeing some growth. And their brother Francisco Ramos, who is also Abner's father, he was working with the team at a church in Santa Cruz. And so now they have combined those works. And well, not combined those works. Really, the work in Santa Cruz kind of fizzled out. And Brother Francisco is now working with Brother Abner. And Lord willing, we feel that this is a good combination. And as far as Brother Francisco is much older, has a whole lot more experience. And so we feel he's bringing stability. And so this is a special service that they're having right now where Brother Francisco is becoming a part of the work there. And then they had a big potluck and all the stuff like, not potluck, but had a big lunch and all that to follow. So please, your missionary through your missionaries. Does that make sense? Okay, Abner Ramos. Okay, please keep Brother Abner. Please keep Brother Francisco, and please keep the work in Las Pacayas in your prayers, and we'll continue to keep you updated on how things are going. In that area there, few months, they've had a couple of additions to their family, and this is now our brother Ezekiel and his wife Marilyn. They were baptized into Christ, and so please keep these two new babes in your prayers as the church there works with them. But the church in Las Pacayas, they send their greetings to you, so please keep them in your prayers. If all of you want to just say hello. Okay, I'll tell them you sent greetings too. Okay, there we go. Okay, the Ramirez family, you're all familiar with them. Brother Nival, he's actually been here a long time ago, has passed on now to his reward. We always like to let the churches know and update how they're, just a quick update on how they're doing. And Sister Damaris and the three girls, they're doing well, very well. Send their greetings and their love to you. The last time we were here, in the presentation, I believe, I had a Cynthia who was graduating. And so this time we have a Dulce, and she's opened up a beauty salon. She's got some training and all, and so you can see that they're moving forward. So Brother Nival would be very, very happy with them. And so, but every time we talk about you guys, they have fond memories of you. And so please continue to keep the Ramirez family in your prayers. Okay, let's go to Linda Vista. Linda Vista is where we have our membership. Forgot about this. That's, hopefully it's not on tape. Okay. This is where we have our membership, and they send their greetings to you. The congregation there continues to grow and continues to serve the Lord, and we're just proud of our family. We miss our family. We've been very concerned about our family, but then they send their greetings. So your brother Walter, please keep him in your prayers. He's our full-time minister, and as we reported a few years back, Walter is actually full-time with the church in Linda Vista. They actually pay his salary, okay, which is almost unheard of in a lot of congregations in Guatemala because most of them are dependent on funds that comes from the United States. But they pay his full-time salary. And but right now, he's going through some struggles. His brother and stepfather and all that got involved in some gang stuff. And it affected the whole family. It affected them to the point to where Walter and his family had to move away from Linda Vista. And so they are still not living in Linda Vista. They come to Linda Vista periodically. And next month, November, Walter is going to start at least two times a month. He's going to come into Linda Vista and just kind of to see the waters and all the stuff like that. But we miss him there. But please keep him in your prayers. Please keep the congregation at Linda Vista in your prayers as we're working through this situation. But Walter, one of the first services he had after they couldn't come back into Linda Vista was with his family. And you can see how many of his family members attended a worship service there. And so he's trying to work with them. He's trying to make decisions for his immediate family, trying to make decisions what he's going to do with the church there in Linda Vista. So please keep Brother Walter again and Sister Noelis in your prayers. A lot of good things continue to happen with our family there, a lot of activities, and had a ladies' day there for the ladies, and so you can see that was well attended. And then here we have our classes. We're back to having Sunday morning assembly and also Sunday morning Bible class. And I know you guys have been doing this forever, you know, but no, it took us a while to be able to come back and do that. And that's Nashana out there with I think that's the older kids, right? And so they're doing an activity on Sunday morning in their class. Byron and I, we are in charge of the new converts class. And the Lord's blessed us even during the time of COVID. And then now as we pass that, to see several come to the Lord. And so now we have them in the new converts class. And so the work there at Linda Vista continues to progress along. Part of everything we do is part of our work with Linda Vista. It's part of our work with ITL. It's part of our work with other things, but all of it's kind of intertwined together. We had our 13th annual lectureship, and that was June the 16th through the 19th. Very good attendance there. And we started off on Thursday night with a banquet, the President's Banquet, and that was well attended. This year, it was mixed with a graduation. Okay, if you remember last time I was here, we were having a roller coaster ride with the school. You remember that? And we're still having kind of a roller coaster ride, okay? And so, but at this time, we did not have anybody to graduate in the full-time program, but we did have four students who completed their studies with the Saturday program. And what we did, which we would normally not do, is we went ahead and had a full-pledge graduation and graduated these four students. We know that they are doing and will be doing a great work for the Lord in the congregations where they attend. But then we had the lectureship. We had several good speakers. You remember Carrie? Yeah, some of you know Carrie Williams? Yeah, and I said good speakers, but Carrie was there also. And I do hope that's on tape. Okay. No, but we had Brother Carrie, and he's a joy and a jewel to have. Brother Bob Turner and Brother several of speakers from the States, as well as speakers there from Guatemala. We had some of our speakers for our ladies, and this is Sister Snajana. She's translating, and this is Sister Noelis. Okay, and Sister Noelis is Brother Walter's wife. She's also a graduate of our full-time program, and so this was her first time to have an opportunity to speak at this capacity. And from our understanding, she did a super job. And so we enjoyed her. Sister Lenore was also there, and there's Snajana was translating for her. And then we had the graduation on Sunday. This crowned off the lectureship, and that was very well attended, and our graduates had a good time and had an opportunity to actually present them to Guatemala and then send them off into their work there in the country of Guatemala. We also will be having our 14th annual lectureship, and that's coming up March the 21st through the 24th. And of 2024, we've already got our theme, our classes, we're only waiting on one speaker to confirm. And so, please, those of you who get our emails, you'll be getting an invitation from us for you to come down in March to be a part of our lectureship. And again, that's the 21st through the 24th there in Guatemala. June Mission Team, we did not have a June Mission Team this year. We have one every other year, and that will take place. And it's led by a congregation way out there in Iowa. It's the Linda Road Church of Christ in Meridian, Iowa. No, Meridian, Idaho. And that's coming up June the 13th through the 22nd, 2024. Say that with me, June 13th. Through the 22nd, 2024. Okay, now, Clint, if anybody comes to you now and saying, when is it? Okay, and so, but we're looking forward to a good group. We had a good meeting yesterday. I know several from the youth group will be coming, and their parents will be coming with them, and I know several of our middle-aged people will be coming, and I know some of the old people will be coming, and some of the older ones, and the real old, you can come as well. Okay, but then June the 13th through the 22nd, 2024. July mission team, we did have that team come this year. And they were there July the 6th through the 15th. And you can kind of, those of you who've never been on a mission trip, you can kind of get a feel here of what this team did, because every team does something along the same line, at least along the same time frame. The service project will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the stuff like that. So they arrive. Normally, it's a much larger team. This time, we had a small number, and they came to us from Indianapolis, Indiana, and one from Phoenix, Arizona. And they normally arrive on Thursday night. And once you're there on Thursday, then Friday's normally an excursion day. And so then on Saturday and Sunday, you do some kind of activity normally with the church. And that can be a seminar, a mini vacation Bible school, a youth activity or something like that. And so they did an activity with the congregation. And that went very well on Saturday and Sunday. Ladies, you have an opportunity to use your talents, because our children, our teachers there, they look forward to seeing you come and get an opportunity to learn a lot from you on what you do here to teach your children and how you help your children and all. And so you'll normally have an opportunity to teach our children on like doing the lectureship Saturday and Sunday, as well as on Wednesday night. And so, but this is the ladies here working with the children, and we have some good children. And then on that Sunday afternoon, we had an opportunity to take them into one of our members' homes, and that's where you will enjoy a very, very good lunch. Those of you who've been to Guatemala, anybody complain about the food? Okay, there's no complaints about the food, so there we go. You will have a great time, as well as get some good food and some good fellowship. And so this family here, this is the Ramos family out a little ways from the church building, and they normally do a super job providing for our team. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and sometimes on Thursday, you'll have an opportunity to be a part of a service project. And a lot of time that service project will be determined by the members on your team. We try to make it as enjoyable as possible for the team that's coming, so we try to work things around to get projects that fit the team. And so they actually worked in the home of one of our sisters, a very faithful sister, and her tin was just gone almost. And so they replaced the tin, and then had an opportunity to actually do some painting. And you can see here, you can see there's actually no roof in the house there now because the tin has been removed. And so they spent Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday doing that. And then, of course, some of the brethren had to come along at the end to finish the project, because a lot of times in those 3 or 4 days, in fact, even if you worked the whole time you were there, you would not have time to finish the project. And so Linda Vista members normally stand ready to help there. You can see the tin's been replaced. And so really a very good work. And then the rooms were painted as well. And so, but they, the sister there is very grateful for what was done for her and for her daughters. And we're grateful for the team for coming and doing that. And on Thursday, normally you would have an opportunity to visit into some of our members' homes. And on this day, we visited with one of our members who's been diagnosed with cancer, okay? And she's been diagnosed with terminal cancer, but she will bless you while you're blessing her. She's also a new convert, and so every now and then she feels like coming to the new converts class, and it's always a blessing to have her around. And so all of our team members, when we left there, they said, we were more blessed by her than anything she could have received from us. And that's true. She's a joy to be around. So that's on Thursday. And then on Friday, normally you'll do some type of excursion, go out and see a little bit of Guatemala, Antigua, capital city, or something like that. And then you'll also have an opportunity the night before, that Thursday night, to have a going away at the church building. And this is an opportunity for the congregation to say, thank you and all the things like that before you head back to the United States. So July the 11th through the 20th will be the time that our next team will come for July. So next year we got a team coming in June. We got a team coming in July. And so we're looking forward to a lot of work to be done. World English Institute, okay? How many of you speak English in here? Okay, good. Wow, the teenagers are eager. Raise your hand. All right. It's an opportunity where you can actually use your native tongue to teach the gospel. And already, Brother Blaine Anderson was up here yesterday and talked with you about the program and their involvement with it. And Brother Blaine and Sister Terry, they're also involved with World English Institute with us in Guatemala. They come once a year, and so they were there this past year. And so you can see them. Normally, we have formal teams that come, and these teams stay at hotels and actually teach at the hotel. Brother Blaine and Sister Terry, they actually come. They will stay. They'll pick a place to stay, but then they do all their classes in various places in Guatemala. And a lot of times, they will meet at ice cream shops. They'll meet at malls and things like that. But then they'll teach English and at the same time, sharing the gospel. So these are just some pictures of them on their last trip to Guatemala and them with some of their students. We have, as I said earlier, formal teams. And this here is a team one. Six ladies came the first 2 weeks of August. They normally come 2 weeks each. And six ladies, three from Texas, one from Denver, one from Connecticut, and one from Tennessee. Yeah, from Tennessee. And if you want to confuse anybody with English, mix those three states together. Yeah, mix those three states together and then try to teach somebody English, okay? But the Lord's got his hand in it, so it works, okay? And so, but here they are pictured with their students. And they're normally in a hotel. They're in one hotel the whole 2 weeks that they're there. And they will have seven students a day. They have each day they'll have a schedule of 9 to 12 for three students. 12 to 3, they'll take a lunch break. And then 3 to 7 that night, they will have four of the students. So it's a full day, Monday through Friday for 2 weeks. And you can kind of see the setup. And so they enjoy that. Most of the time, it's one student to one teacher. Every now and then, we might have two students in the classroom. And because of COVID, we have some of our teachers that will do an online class. We don't ask them to do more than one class because we think if you're going to come to Guatemala, you don't need to come to Guatemala and teach online because you can teach online from the States. So, but they did graciously accept to do one class, and we appreciate that. And then this is the room where we were this year. And so you can kind of see the setup. Six tables are set up. And so then we had the two teams, the second team, and six of them, four of them from Wyoming, and two of them from Texas. And we appreciate so much the work that they did. But it's kind of along the very same thing that the first team, as far as they are in the very same hotel, using the same spots and all the stuff like that. But if you're interested in coming to Guatemala and serving in this way, there's an opportunity for you to do that. In 2024 would be no different. Brother Blaine and Sister Terry, they're going to be there in February, and they normally come and they travel a lot. And I know right now they're mainly looking for teachers to teach online, so they're a very good contact to get hooked up with the WEI. Our teams that will actually be there for 2 weeks each will be August the 3rd through the 17th, and then again August the 17th through the 31st. So it's an opportunity where you can use your native tongue to actually teach the gospel. You are helping people, yes, 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 with their English. Yes, that's our promise to them. But at the same time, a lot of them have sparked an interest, and they want to know about the Lord. And so that's what we want to do, is we want to share with them the Lord. So World English Institute, and you can see the opportunities where you have to serve the Lord in that way. Our school, ITL, that's where we do most of our work. We're an extension school with Bear Valley. We have two programs. We have a Saturday program, and we have a full-time program. Those of you who are members here for a long time, you know about the school. Those of you who are not members here or have not been here a long time, ask Richard. He can fill you in on everything about the school. And so if not, just ask him to read, and then he can tell you all of the stuff about the school. Full-time program, you can see on one side what we have to offer. You can see on the other side what it takes to be a student in the school. We're blessed to have 5 full-time staff members, and you can see the 5 of us picture there. The newest one is Brother Wilder Ardonius. And in fact, when your team was here from Linda Road, you had an opportunity to actually work in his home. And so he's still benefiting from that, and he sends his greetings to you. Saturday program's going well. This is 3 of the students that we have. We have 5 students studying at this time, and so we're going well. They come every Saturday it's a 3-year program, and they come from 2:30 to 6 o'clock every Saturday, and normally it will take each student 4 to 5 and sometimes 6 years to complete the program because they also have full-time jobs. And so, but then they dedicate themselves, and we appreciate that. Full-time program, again, it's been rocky, and we continue to press on. These 3 students here, we have a goal of having 10 students, and these are 3 students that we had, and those 3 students are not with us anymore, okay? And then I could back up to 2 other students. They're not with us anymore, and for various reasons. Well, we have 2 full-time right now, and they're studying, and Lord willing, we're going to start a new class in April of 2024. And so these 2 that we have from Panama, they will be finishing up their first year. And when these new students come on and go through their first year, they will go through their first year, and then these 2 students that's already there will go through their first year because they've already been through their second year. So now it will be time for them to go through the first year to finish up their 2 years of study. Yeah, that's right. That's what they're going to do. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, okay? But then the 2 of them, the Brother Diego's not with us anymore, but Brother Fernando and Brother Juan, they're doing well. They're adjusting well, and we're just continuing to pray that these 2 will complete their studies. Our teachers, we still have some that come from the States, as well as those that come from other countries in Latin America. Brother Lendell Mitchell from Texas. From Livingston, Texas. And then sometimes we have teachers who can't come, but they will teach via Zoom, video conferencing, and things like that. And we're blessed to have the equipment to be able to do that as well, providing our students with the best possible sound studies that we can give them. And so they go on campaigns and all. And so right now, they're finishing up some short courses, and then after the short courses, they will be going on a campaign, and then they'll have Future Preachers Camp, and then back on another campaign, and then they'll head home for their end of the year break, their holiday break. These are the funds we need to start to run the school, and thanks so much to Linda Road for your generosity to us. Some of you have adopted students here, and we appreciate that, and you still have that opportunity at $50 a month where you can adopt a student. Future Preachers Camp, part of ITL, and some of you are familiar with that, and we have our 8th one October the 30th through November the 6th. Both Byron and I were out of the country at that time. But yet Brother Walter and Brother Benny and Brother Harrison did a super job with the camp. And you remember the number of campers they had last year? How many? 30. Okay, they had 30 campers. The goal is to have 50. And so, but they did a very good job of running the camp. And these boys, a lot of them come to the camp. And then they come to the camp timid and shy and all, and then they leave the camp ready to serve. And so it was no different for this year. And so you can see some of the young men. And then had a worship service to close out the camp, and had a little bit over 200 in attendance for that camp. And 2 of the campers actually preached that Sunday. Okay, and these are little guys who've never stood in a pulpit before. They have to be Christian, of course, but they've never stood in a pulpit before, some of them. And then imagine you've never stood in a pulpit before, and then now you're standing before 200 people, okay? And if I could take a picture of you right now, you don't look very friendly, okay? But I know you, and I know you're friendly, and I know you love me, but I wouldn't think that just if I took a picture of right now. So this is what these boys are, and that's what they see. And so now with they do a good job. And so we're proud of that and proud of the work of Future Preachers Camp. And Lord willing, we will not be there again this year. But then 2023, November the 20th through the 26th, Brother Walter will be directing the camp. Brother Hedson, Brother Benny, Brother Wilder will be working with him. So please pray for our 9th annual Future Preacher Camp that's coming up. Various activities that take place. We have started a brand new Bible study in the area where Byron and his family, where they live. And we weren't for sure how that was going to go. And you can see this is one of the classes. And so it's going very well. And so please keep that effort in your prayers. And we've had some visitors and all. And then we had one that lives pretty close to the school. And her sister come to visit. And then we have one that has come as well because of our little evangelist. And his name is, some of you might have met him. There's a little evangelist in this room called, his name is Jose Benitez. Okay, and Jose Benitez decided he would invite one of his friends to come to the Bible study. And so, of course, his friend doesn't drive yet. And so and Jose does, you know, no, but his friend doesn't drive yet. So Jose said, well, get your mother to bring you. Okay, so his friend got his mother to bring you. And in just a few moments, you're going to see his friend's mother is now our sister in Christ. Okay, and it's because of a little evangelist named Jose Benitez. And so what you're going to see that in a moment. Byron and I both had an opportunity. We're talking about various activities to preach at the Bear Valley Lectureship last month. And so that went very well. The mission team, there we is. Okay, and here we are. And Linda Road, we love you. Thank you so much for being letting us be a part of the family. We've had some additions to our family. You remember last time we were here? Last time I was here, we were asking for prayers for Ricardo. And that was Dulce's boyfriend, okay? And so we were asking for prayers because we were studying with him. Well, he's your brother in Christ now, okay? So he was baptized into Christ. So now we're expecting probably some things to start happening, and maybe one of these years, if he could get through Byron and myself, he'll be able to marry her. And so, but pray for him, okay? Pray for him because he's got to get through us first, okay? But then we're proud he was baptized into Christ. Lillian from Linda Vista, she obeyed the gospel as well. And then the young lady that I was telling you about earlier, Maldi, she obeyed, and that's Rodrigo. Rodrigo is sitting next to her. That's Jose's friend. And so she obeyed the gospel as well and was baptized right there in the pool next to where we have the study. So we're very proud of that. So please keep those new babes that you saw at the beginning and these at the end in your prayers. And then we have special prayer requests, and that's for Guatemala. Okay, please keep our church family there in your prayers. Please keep the country itself in your prayers. It all started this year. We had an election, and then a new president's supposed to take place, and then an attorney general doing something, and then somebody else doing something and all. And so it started a bunch of protests and a bunch of road closures. And this right here, this area right here is actually right between my house and the Benitez home. Okay, it's the Shell station. There's a red light there. But then it is a strange feeling when you live 10 minutes from somebody, but you can't go to their house. Okay, that is really a strange feeling. Well, but it was closed off to where no transportation or anything like that between that place. If you went straight there, you go to my house. And if you go back this way, you go to the Benitez home. A lot of unrest going on. And so this is just kind of showing you some of the pictures. And those X's, those at the time that was put up, that shows you where just a few of the blockages are, okay? And so thankfully we got word today that at this moment, most of the blocks are gone. Okay, which means they can get food, they can get water, they can get things they need. Okay, but we also got word that in the morning they're coming back. okay, because they have a mission, and their mission is to get this one woman out of the government and get her out so we can get somebody else in so we can get them out next week, okay? That's the mission, okay? So, but please, we're relieved to hear some of the news that things are looking better right now, okay? But it's so unstable, so please continue to keep the family and our family and your family in Guatemala in your prayers. All right, that's the report. And if you have any questions for us, please come and see us at the end when we're finished, and we'll be glad to entertain any questions. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we will board an airplane and we will head to Connecticut. And so we'll be in Connecticut for a few days, and from there we will go to Indianapolis, Indiana. We'll be there for a few days. From there I will go to Denver area. Byron will go to Kansas City area, and Snezana and the boys, they will go to Bosnia. And then we'll all meet up in Bosnia. After Bosnia, we will work with the church in Germany. After Germany, we'll come back to the States, and we will be in Tennessee, we will be in Arkansas, we will be in Alabama, we will be in Oklahoma, we will be in Texas, we'll be in those places until we, Lord willing, will go back home very first week of January, and that's when the school will start, the boys will start in school again, and all the stuff like that. But we have a lot of travel ahead of us, so please keep us in your prayers. Tonight, as we close, Richard did not give me a subject tonight. But can I have just 2 minutes? Richard, get your butt. No. I was just thinking. What's our theme been this week? Say something. I was just thinking. And we've talked about a whole lot of things. Say something. Say something. Say something. I was just thinking, what would if you could leave the church at Linda Road with something, what would you leave? I would leave you with, say something to yourself every day. Every day, say something to yourself. You know why? Because I'm living in troublesome times. Am I right? Horrible times. And think about all these lessons we've heard. In every lesson, I think we've heard something horrible. And it's going on right around us. Some of us, even in our homes, in our midst. But say something to yourself. Brother High, what do you want us to say to ourselves? Every day, every moment, say something to yourself. You have a God that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Say something to yourself. Every day, every morning, every night. God is on my side. What can man do to me? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Say something. Say something. Get in the mirror, look at yourselves, and say something to you. That no matter what happens, in the end, you win. Say something to yourself. We're going to sing an invitation song, and there might be someone in this audience that you're discouraged and you need the prayers of your family here, and we're here for that. There might be someone in this audience that you've gone this whole weekend and you're not a child of God yet. You're not a Christian. You can do that tonight. You can come to believing that he is, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Repenting of your sins, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Make that sweet confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And let someone put you down into the water, an old person come up anew, a brand new, a Christian, ready and willing to serve God to the best of your ability. And then you can go about your life saying something to you that you are now on God's side. Say something. Anyone needs to come tonight, anyone wants to come tonight, anyone needs the prayers of the church tonight, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing to encourage you.